USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It's been 12 days of street protests after the death of George Floyd in police custody. There are now major signs of change in police procedures around the country. Minneapolis is now banning police chokeholds or any pressure on the neck. California is also following suit.
Now, we can argue that these are used as exceptions, but at the end of the day, a carotid hold that literally is designed to stop people's blood from flowing into their brain, that has no place any longer in 21st century practices in policing.
California Governor Gavin Newsom, Seattle's mayor, is banning tear gas for 30 days. A federal judge told police in Denver they couldn't use tear gas, plastic bullets, or other less than lethal force, such as flash grenades, against protesters there. This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.